For the second time in less than a week, a federal immigration officer has fatally shot a motorist, this time in Maine. In both recent cases, officials say ICE agents were attempting to locate someone else when the deadly encounters occurred. And in neither incident were agents wearing body cameras, despite Congress providing $20 million for the accountability measures. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries blamed the Trump administration.
Donald Trump promised that ICE enforcement in this country would target the worst of the worst. But instead, billions of taxpayer dollars are being used by ICE to brutalize and kill American citizens and violently target law-abiding immigrant families and communities, including in Maine earlier today.
The man who was killed in Biddeford, Maine this morning is being identified as a 26-year-old native of Colombia who was authorized to work in the United States. That's according to the Maine chapter of the Immigrant Rights Coalition, who say he even had a Social Security number. After the shooting, the man's family contacted the coalition through its hotline. The family, however, has said it is not yet ready to identify him or speak publicly about the shooting. But Mary Hayes, a neighbor of the family who joined protesters at a rally, described him as a devoted family man.
They were neighbors. He lived in this brick building right here with his wife and his daughter. I watched a wife fall to her knees looking at her husband's dead body on the ground. I watched a little girl crying with a little pink backpack on because she's never going to see her father again. And I heard the anguish of a mother that just lost everything in her life.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said in a post to X that ICE was surveilling an address for a person with a final order of removal. When ICE tried to stop a vehicle driven by someone coming from that address, quote, the vehicle attempted to flee the scene and, fearing for public safety, an officer discharged his weapon, close quote. Independent Maine Senator Angus King said Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen told him agents were in Biddeford to serve an arrest warrant, but that the warrant was not actually for the man who was fatally shot. Mullen promised King there would be an investigation into the shooting.
My statement to Secretary Mullen, I said, I'm going to say that you have committed to me that this investigation will be full, fair, and transparent. Can I say that? He said, yes, absolutely.
However, that promise has yet to reach Houston, Texas, where the family of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo say they have received no answers after the 52-year-old husband and father was shot and killed by ICE agents on his way to work 6 days ago. Salgado Araujo had lived in the United States for more than half his life and was in the process of obtaining legal status. Harris County District Attorney Sean Tare said federal authorities are not cooperating with the county's investigation.
The federal government has not invited us in. The federal government is not collaborating to this point with us in this investigation. I've been in this office for almost 20 years. I can tell you that with every state or local officer involved in a shooting, the DA's office knows that officer's identity within 12 hours at the outset. In this case, we're 6 days and we don't know.
The lack of cooperation is something Minnesota prosecutors know well, as state investigators say the FBI obstructed their investigation into the fatal ICE shootings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy. But today, 6 months after the shootings, they announced they have obtained key evidence and are moving forward with their investigation.
We knew, for instance, from media that the federal agents were wearing body cams during the interaction with Alex Preddy. But we didn't know whether that was true or not. So we now have all of that information. I wouldn't say that there's a... I believe we do have, I'm told, we have the body cam evidence.
While Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says her office has now obtained hard drives containing witness statements, body cam footage, and other evidence that was previously withheld, today's fatal ICE shooting in Maine once again raises questions about transparency. As officials confirmed, the ICE agents involved were not wearing body cameras. The same was true in last week's fatal shooting of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. Earlier this year, then Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem had pledged to rapidly acquire and deploy body cameras for ICE officers following the fatal shootings of two American citizens. But according to the independent senator from Maine, Angus King, the Department of Homeland Security has yet to fulfill that promise.
Body cameras, we've been told that body cameras would be widely distributed. The secretary told me that they're on order, that they have been distributed widely across the country, but not everywhere, and apparently not in Biddeford, Maine. But I am concerned that they should have been having body cameras 2 years ago when all this started. It shouldn't be a case of, oh, well, maybe we should do body cameras. They didn't have them. They're coming, he said, in something like 45 days, but that doesn't help us in this case.
Security camera footage being circulated online shows the aftermath of the shooting, including a white car circling an intersection, a law enforcement SUV stopping the car, and agents opening a door to pull out a limp body. One eyewitness described the shooting. He spoke to the Associated Press and said he heard gunshots and went to a third floor window overlooking the scene.
And I clearly heard the victim say, "I tried to stop." Clearly heard him say that. The ICE agent that shot him walked right in front of me. And I was emotional and I just let him have it. And he looked at me and he said he tried to run me over or something to that effect. I don't remember his exact words. There was another ICE agent with him that was trying to comfort him and they walked away.
As a result, Mainers took to the street almost immediately. Protesters gathered outside the Biddeford office of Republican Senator Susan Collins. The protest condemned both ICE's enforcement actions and Senator Collins' support for expanded immigration enforcement, as Collins voted in favor of legislation providing an unprecedented $70 billion increase in funding for ICE, the largest funding increase in the agency's history. Speaking from the protest, Shea Stewart Boulay, director of Community Change, Inc., said the community will not tolerate what she described as escalating ICE violence.
We need to continue being out in these streets. Friends, we have seen what has happened in Minnesota. We have seen what happened in Chicago. And in many of our minds, we probably thought as Mainers, that would never happen here. And if it did, it'd probably be in the big city like Portland. But it didn't. It happened here, in Biddeford, in our community.
Dozens of demonstrators protested ICE and President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown with a walking vigil in Biddeford this Monday evening. With today's fatal incident in Maine, there have now been 11 ICE-related shootings since Donald Trump's immigration crackdown began. In nearly half of those cases, the person killed was behind the wheel of a vehicle. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.